Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The U.S. Treasury Secretary visits Brazil as emerging markets become the story of this global economic recovery.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, why is Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner talking about China this morning during his visit to Brazil? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up again. The Dow is up 50 points at 12,142. The Nasdaq up about 0.5%. The S&P 500 also up about 0.5%. President Obama will speak later this morning at the Chamber of Commerce in Washington. It's being viewed as another attempt to make nice with the business community. Now let's get to Treasury Secretary Geithner's visit to Brazil. He's been talking this morning about how much Brazil is being hurt by another emerging economy that keeps its currency undervalued. Translation, China. Julia Coronado is chief economist at BNP Paribas. She's with us live now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Treasury Secretary Geithner is there in Brazil today. President Obama heads there next month. Why is the Brazilian economy so important to the United States?
Well, this recovery globally has been all about the emerging markets. More than three-quarters of all global growth last year came from countries like Brazil and India and China. And so they are of increasing importance, and we do need to take them seriously, and our policies ultimately are very interconnected.
And Brazil, I saw, is the second largest economy now in the Western Hemisphere. I'm sure there are a million things that the Secretary of Treasury could be talking about down there, though. Why is he talking about the Chinese currency?
Well, that's one area where the emerging markets still have yet to transition into the global leaders. China in particular wants to maintain a low-valued currency and
right.
its position as a competitive exporter rather than letting its currency rise. And this hurts Brazil because Brazil does let its currency be market-based. And so if China's undervalued, by definition, Brazil is overvalued, and therefore they're exporting less and growing less than they could otherwise. The other problem that is generated by these policies is global inflation. We are seeing food and energy prices rise sharply around the globe. It's been causing political instability, and from the U.S. perspective, it hurts U.S. consumers at a still fragile point in the recovery.
Julia Coronado, chief economist at the investment bank BNP Paribas, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Well, AOL announced today that it is buying the Huffington Post for $315 million. As Marketplace's David Gurr reports, the deal is expected to benefit both companies.
The Huffington Post may have the buzz, but AOL has the visitors, 100 million a month, four times as many as the Huffington Post. Kara Swisher broke the story last night on the website All Things D. She says the deal may help AOL get more revenue.
So it's just a question if they can take this, you know, interesting, really interesting, unique site on the internet and really get advertising behind it. And that's something AOL has been suffering from, is having enough premium content to offer to advertisers.
AOL has been trying to widen its reach. Last year it bought Engadget and TechCrunch. But with this purchase, they're getting a bigger name, the Huffington Post's co-founder, Arianna Huffington. Media analyst Claire Enders says AOL is really paying for her.
For Huffington Post, it looks like there is no downside except possibly getting less of Arianna Huffington's attention.
She'll oversee all of AOL's content, not just the news, but sites like MapQuest and MoviePhone. In Washington, I'm David Gurra for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping doctors, lawyers, and small business owners monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation Defender is now Reputation.com. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. and by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Banks have reopened in Egypt, but the stock market there will remain closed for at least another week. Remember, all the turmoil we're seeing in the Middle East started in Tunisia, and now the new transitional government in that country is working to deal with the serious economic problems that sparked the revolution. Sabri Benishour reports now from the capital, Tunis.
Go to a cafe and speak with just about any young person in Tunisia these days, and you're bound to hear similar stories. Here's 24-year-old Wafat Limen.
I have a degree in marketing and I'm working in a call center. Some of my colleagues have master's degrees. We even have a guy with a PhD there.
And if they're from the interior of the country, you'll hear how things are even worse there. Kawther Jabali is 29.
We have 5 people with master's degrees in my family, and none have been able to get a job in 5 or 6 years.
It's estimated that 30% of young graduates are unemployed. Tunisia has invested in education more than almost any other country in the region. But in recent years, some economists say the education system has been paying more attention to churning out grads than to making sure they're prepared for the real world. At the same time, the former government neglected economic development in huge swaths of the country. The result? A lot of educated people without jobs, especially in poorer areas.
That's the major problem that we need to face. Everything leads to that, and everything comes from that.
Elias Jouini is in charge of social and economic reform for Tunisia's transitional government. He says it wants to decentralize decision-making and focus economic development on poorer areas.
Right now, everything is decided in Tunis as far as investment goes. And that hasn't necessarily corresponded to actual needs.
The new government has already given out cash to unemployed graduates to help make ends meet. It's also looking to boost private sector job creation, possibly through simplifying regulations and providing lines of credit. In Tunis, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.
And we've got a slideshow from Tunisia up on our website, marketplace.org. Finally, tablet computers and e-readers do a lot of things, but in Japan, they're now being used to clear space. Japan is the world's biggest market for paperback books. It's also home to some of the world's tiniest apartments. According to Bloomberg, dozens of companies there are racing to convert books into e-books because people want to read, of course, and also so they'll have a little extra room in a country where the average living space per person is 398 square feet. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
We've all heard about the impending doom that will result from climate change if we don't clean up our acts, but that scare tactic isn't working.
There is this general tendency of people, and Americans especially, to believe in the world as just and fair and orderly. And when information arises that threatens that view of the world, people tend to disregard that information.
I'm Bob Moon, rebranding the message of climate change next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.